In presence of the sun.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, welcome to the program, dear listeners. In this episode, we are going to discuss the importance of self-building among youths. Hope you'll enjoy it. The period of youth is one of the most valuable and brightest parts of the life of every individual. A young person is full of emotions, zeal, and excitement and steps in the way of various experiences to recognize himself and build his own identity. Thus, if a youth pays attention to his talents and innate forces and put them in the right path, he will strengthen the pillars of his life and approach bliss and perfection. The first infallible successor of the Prophet of Islam, Imam Ali, peace upon him, says, "There are two things whose value will not be appreciated unless by he who has lost them. One is youth and the other is health." Ayatollah Khamenei believes that such as human being needs bread, air, food, industry, progress, and pleasures of life, he is in need of faith, piety, purity, and cleanness and brightness of heart and being absorbed by divine teachings. In view of the leader of the Islamic Revolution, the glorious period of youth is like a ready soil and field in which the seeds of merits should be planted. He maintains that the big powers have done their best for the past 150 years to omit spirituality and any inclination toward it among mankind. Acquisition of religious teachings in youth is very important. Pursuing and obeying religious teachings by a young person will cause piety in him so that he will be immune from spiritual and ideological harms. Preservation of one's self and moral purification have been highly recommended by the Prophet of Islam and his infallible successors, especially for youths. Ayatollah Khamenei says in this regard, "It is impossible that a person who, during his youth, in which emotions, sentiments, and moods are growing, thriving, and being shaped, has been immersed in materialism and carnal desires, neither thinking of nor remembering God, neither thinking of loving God nor saints, neither thinking of accompanying saints nor remembering good and pious people, but just being indulged in absolute oblivion, then he says when he has become old, 'From now on, I'll be faithful.' Of course, God doesn't reject anyone. A person who has sinned for 70 years will be permitted to that road of piety and faith. But this person will not be able to move as such or gain success and become enlightened. It is not possible unless he has practiced in youth and begun in youth. Only then it will be useful in his old age." As a matter of fact, cognizance, worship, struggle, piety, and shunning sins are all constituents of sublimity and perfection of the individual and shape human character. All of these are mainly rooted in the period of youth. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei notes, "You young people should be constantly vigilant. Deepen your religious and revolutionary teachings. Like what we have in some of the hadith and prayers, try to be like sheets of steel, impenetrable and penetrating. Be keen and have firm resolve against the enemy if you intend to provide and preserve this identity completely for yourselves. God willing, people will join you in the next generations in future. If you want this pure tree and this sacred current continue, you have to reinforce the pillars of teachings in your hearts." One of the ways of acquiring teachings and cognizance in youth is recitation of the Holy Quran and reflecting in its luminous ayahs. It is narrated in a hadith that if a person is used to reciting the Quran in his youth, it will be mixed with his flesh, blood, and skin. The leader elaborates on this. "I recommend our dear youths to get habituated with Quran and sit by the Quran. As it reads in Nahjul Balagha, nobody associates with the Quran except he stands while there is an increase or decrease for him. An increase in guidance and a decrease in blindness of heart. Every time that you associate with the Quran, a curtain of ignorance will be removed for you, a spring of illumination will be opened and flow in your heart. Habituation with the Quran, association with the Quran, understanding the Quran, reflecting in the Quran, these are necessary." Dear listeners, a person who is associated and in communion with the Holy Quran will attain real happiness. Imam Sajjad, peace upon him, the fourth infallible successor of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, was a true manifestation of such a person when he said, "If all the people in the East and the West die, and there is no living creature on planet Earth, I won't fear loneliness as I am with the Quran." Another way of acquiring cognizance in youth is attending at the gatherings of prayer and supplication. One of the best of such gatherings is i'tikaf. I'tikaf means staying at mosque for a few days and spending one's time on prayer, supplication, and thinking. The 3 days of 13th, 14th, and 15th of the Islamic month of Rajab are one of the examples of i'tikaf. Ayatollah Khamenei describes his feeling of this great event, saying, "Really, how a beautiful and fragrant scene is that a large number of our youths, unlike the common practice of the world youths who are plunged in carnal desires and pleasures of flesh, fast for a few days and go to sojourn in a mosque." Dear friends, the days of i'tikaf require paying attention. The leader recommends those who go on i'tikaf to make sure to practice self-attention. It means in their talking, association, studying, thinking, planning for future, in all of these, they should be heedful of God's satisfaction and prioritizing His commands over their desires. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei maintains that i'tikaf shouldn't be spent on just prayer and supplication, but building friendly communication with other brothers, reciprocal learning, and so on, can provide opportunities that may occur during this period.